This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. During the recession, a lot of people ran into financial trouble. They lost their homes to foreclosure or they were threatened with foreclosure. Some still are. And in Wayne County, the number of homes at risk of tax foreclosure is staggering. The Michigan State Housing Development Authority, also known as MSHDA, has several programs to help eligible people. And here to talk about that is MSHDA Executive Director Kevin Elsenheimer. Let's start with a basic outline of what is MSHDA? What does this agency or authority do?
Well, thank you, Lester. The Michigan State Housing Development Authority is basically Michigan's housing bank, and we perform a lot of different functions. We deal with multifamily housing. We deal with tax credits at the federal level to help develop multifamily housing for low-income people here in Michigan. We have our own mortgage program, which helps lower-income people get mortgages. We also are responsible for the homeless situation in Michigan, so we are responsible for federal dollars going to homeless organizations around the state. But with regard to tax foreclosure and the foreclosure situation in general, we do play a specific role, and that is we are responsible for getting federal dollars out from the TARP program into what we call the Step Forward program.
Right. Step Forward is what we really want to concentrate on today. As you mentioned, it's entirely funded by the federal government. I have numbers from your office that indicate about 124,000 households are registered on your system. But so far, because of fewer applications than that number, and I guess because of eligibility requirements, only about 31,600 households have been approved and funded. How close is that to meeting the need if there's inquiry of 123,000?
Well, there certainly is substantial need. The foreclosure crisis, I suppose, is over, but there are still foreclosures happening both in mortgage foreclosures and also in tax foreclosures. In fact, we've seen a significant number of tax foreclosures continue throughout the state of Michigan. So we're making progress, but there still is demand out there. Is there enough funding to deal with the entire demand issue? No, but our Step Forward program does have funding to help people who do qualify, and there is income qualification, certainly, and you can only access the dollars once. But we do have funding to help people out of a foreclosure crisis.
Even tax foreclosure.
Especially tax foreclosure.
That's an interesting situation because we've heard a number of stories out of Wayne County where people could have gotten poverty waivers for their taxes, mm-hmm. didn't realize it, didn't apply for it, and then find out they're going to lose their house because they weren't able to pay the taxes for the last 3 years when really sure. they probably didn't have to pay the taxes. The flip side of that is, you know, I can't help but wonder if city and county officials don't make people aware of the poverty exemptions because if they did, they'd lose that much more revenue. But they're losing the revenue anyway and having to deal with the empty house.
Yeah, I can't speak to the issue of whether or not the local treasurers are dealing with the poverty issue or how they're dealing with that. But I can tell you that the State Treasurers Association has been very, very aggressive and a great partner in getting information out to people either coming to the counter, making phone calls about what they're receiving in the mail with regard to the tax foreclosures. And they know exactly how to get those people to our office so that we can help those people qualify for funding. We have helped thousands of people statewide, and frankly helped communities with their funding issues to get those federal dollars to pay some of those local taxes and keep people in their homes.
So let's talk about eligibility. What kind of income limits are we talking about? Who's eligible? Who's not?
It's an income test and it's an asset test. So not everyone is going to be eligible, but generally, and I say generally because there are some specific rules that may impact individual people. Generally, people who are at about 60% of the area median income are going to be potentially eligible. Again, there's asset tests. There are other things that are looked at. But that's consistent with other kinds of federal assistance eligibility requirements. And many people who are in that situation will kind of know where they fit in if they qualify for other kinds of funding, other kinds of support, for example. And people in that situation very likely or very possibly will qualify, but they should certainly contact their local treasurer and they should certainly contact MSHDA.gov Step Forward to take a look at whether or not they're eligible.
So let's talk about assets just a little bit. You mean like a second house or a big bank account sitting someplace or things like that, right?
That's right. These dollars are obviously intended to go for people who simply don't have another option to help keep them in their home. We are looked at very, very closely by the federal government as to whether or not we're getting these assets out to the right people. I think that's what we would all want. We want to make sure that the dollars are going where they truly are in need. And I can tell you that we certainly are getting lots of communications from state treasurers all around the state of Michigan as to people who they think may qualify. They refer them to us, and we help an awful lot of them out.
Now, we see Wayne County and Detroit having this really just a tidal wave of tax foreclosures. Is that happening in other places in the state?
It is certainly the largest area of a problem, if you will, if that's the right way to put it. It certainly is a problem if you're in that situation. Wayne County is certainly the largest recipient of those dollars, both the city of Detroit and Wayne County. But that certainly isn't limited to Wayne County. We have very active programs in Kalamazoo, very active programs in Oakland County. We're getting money all over the state of Michigan with people who are still suffering from the foreclosure crisis and not able to pay their taxes.
As you mentioned, mortgage foreclosures, not as much of a problem, but mortgage foreclosures, that's not gone away. About how many people are you helping now a year in that kind of a situation? Because I think a lot of people aren't aware. I know anecdotally, I know someone who during the crisis thought they might lose their home.
Sure.
I told them about this program, but it seemed complicated to them and they didn't pursue it. And I just thought, wow,
I'm putting
your house at risk just because the process seems complicated. That was surprising. So are there people out there now? We're still seeing foreclosures. Are you not reaching them? Are you not telling them, hey, there's a helping hand here if you need it?
You know, we certainly are trying. And we've got, as I said, thousands and thousands of people that have been helped. But there is a little bit of confusion out there with regard to the program that has caused us a little trouble in the last 6 months. We ran out of money last year, and we actually closed the window to fund these hardest hit Step Forward programs around December or January of last year or January of this year. And didn't receive any additional funding until early 2016. So there was a period of time where if you called, we would probably tell you we don't have anything for you. That has created some issues. We now are funded. We have millions and millions of dollars available to go ahead and use to help people out in that situation. So if someone is in a situation where maybe they called us and we're concerned about the paperwork or we're concerned about the fact that we told them no money was available, money is available now, and we do have those assets, and we want to get them out there so people can stay in their homes.
What's the bottom line here besides public awareness and hopefully a less complicated system? Because I haven't applied for one, so I don't know how complicated it is. Can you do it online? Do you have to go to an office? What do you do to apply for these funds if you find yourself in dire straits?
We have about 60 people working in Lansing in the Romney building who occupy one floor of the Romney building who do nothing but assist people around the state day in and day out. A lot of their communications are electronic, so if you have access to a computer, it makes it very, very simple. We'll accept documents electronically, PDFs, et cetera, scans, and use those documents to work with a mortgage company or to work with a county treasurer in order to help qualify someone for benefits. It's as simple as we can make it, but nothing federal is easy. So there are certainly rules that have to be followed and I's that have to be dotted, T's crossed. But I can tell you this, we have a wall in that office that is probably 30 feet long, and that wall is full of thank you cards from people who've written the most amazing notes saying, thank you so much for helping save our home and save our family. So the system is working. There are always, I mean, it is government. There are always things that we can improve, and we're working to do that. But if anyone has these kinds of concerns or thinks they might be eligible, if they're in foreclosure, then they should certainly contact us. And the first step would be to look at MSHDA.gov.
That's MSHDA.gov, and that's the place to get started if you find yourself in that boat. That is Kevin Elsenheimer. He is the executive director of MSHDA. That's the Michigan State Housing Development Authority. And if you find yourself in foreclosure and you think you might meet the income eligibility, take the time. It might be a complicated process, but it could save your house.
It could save your house. And frankly, we've got people who can probably give you some advice even if you don't qualify. Now, they're not going to give you legal advice, but they can tell you, have you talked to your mortgage lender? Have you talked to your banker? Because, again, our team sees people in this situation every single day. There's a phone number on the website. Give us a call, and we'll get right back to you and help you out.
Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.